Red FM.
Red FM.
Proudly supporting Cork GAA.
I know it's a very sad kind of thing, really, what happened to him, really. You know, he's out for the year, so I really didn't expect it, really, but sure. You know, it has to be done now, so.
And, like, have you noticed any other kind of responsibilities you've had to pick up, or is it just a kind of a ceremonial thing that just go for, up for a toss, lead the team out?
Yeah, that's just basically it. Go for the toss, go first onto the field. Other than that, you've other fellas in the dressing room there, you know, are well able to look after themselves, talk away, then, you know, I'm glad they just get on with your own game, you know.
And had you been surprised at the start of the year when Jeremy Barrymore came to you and asked you to be the vice-captain?
Yeah, really, really surprised, actually, but, like, you know, I didn't think something like this would happen, so it was just same as every other year, really, you know. But now that it's after happening, like, you know, I'm thinking back and saying, geez, what was he asking me for?
And, like, did you kind of realise it straight away when Donal got injured against Tip, or was it not till later it kind of hit you and it's like, Jesus, I'm captain now?
Yeah, it was later, because, like, when he went down first, you know, I never thought it, he'd never ever go off, like, if he broke, because, like, he wouldn't go off, I'd say, but he did anyway in the end, so, like, I didn't really think about it till after the game, whatever, but, you know, but that's bad, really, what happened to me.
Yeah, and your first game as captain then was against Kilkenny in the league final, I suppose. Enough has been said about that now. Was it just a case of kind of putting it aside and trying to learn from it?
Yeah, really. You know, we got shown that they're a team, like, they're up there, like, and we all have to catch them, obviously, you know. So we went back training there the other day, and everything's back to normal, you know, training as hard as we can, you know, so.
I suppose it's better that you kind of had a game that intense in the league final rather than going in cold against Tip or Limerick in the championship.
Yeah, well, you know, things really didn't kind of happen for us either, you know, in the final, and they got a very good start, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, our league, like, we're delighted with the way the league went overall, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we put in some serious performances, like, and so we forget about the league final, and sure, we're happy overall with the league, and the championship now is the new game. So
I suppose you take it as a compliment that Kilkenny put in such an effort in the league final rather than kind of just going through the motions, that they knew Cork were a threat.
Yeah, they had to play the way they did, really, because if they didn't, you know, we give them a good game, like. But, getting beat by that, I don't know, but, like, we really didn't even talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about it, we never get on to hear about it. All we're thinking about now is the next game, and that is between Limerick and Tipperary.
Yeah, so you'll be keeping a keen eye on their quarter final in a couple of weeks' time.
I can't, I'm playing with Glenn that day, so we'll see the result anyway, and sure, after that then we'll knuckle down and see what we're playing.
And you mentioned there the club championship starting with the Glen. I suppose it's something to take your mind off the intercounty for a while.
Yeah, it's really good going back playing with the clubs, you know, like, there's really, like, you know, all the fellas you kind of hang around with and all that kind of stuff, a good laugh from, and that's different than the really, like, isn't it?
And is there much pressure on in the Glen, like, given the fact that 1989 was the last time they won the county? Is it kind of a thing you hear a lot at a time then, that famine?
I know, we're hearing that for a long time now as well, you know, but hopefully we can get it right this year, but if not, like, we're just going to, we give it the best we have every year, really, you know.
And you couldn't ask for a better first round game?
Well, there's no easy game now, because.
Oh, like, I mean, just in terms of the rivalry and everything.
The rivalry, well, like, you see the results there going every year, like the way, like, you know, Norman thought Carrick would win the county,
yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, you know, whoever believes they can win it the most, like, really, you know, anything can happen, really.
Yeah.
And with the Glen de Bears, like.
Yeah, actually, you did a great game there a couple of years ago. Went to a replay.
You know, and classic game, really. I think there was big high scoring as well, so
yeah.
Hopefully another one of them.
And in the club championship, do you find it tough, because a lot of times you're double marked almost?
No, they're just, like, you know, that's the way hurling's gone, like, for any team, you know, the first thing seems to be defend, there's no really, like, everyone go up attacking there,
yeah.
So, you know, concede as little as we can and we'll see what we can do up the other end. That's what any team is thinking, so. Well, it's the same as any game, really, yeah.
And I suppose just avoiding injury is kind of the priority, really, as well. Like, just
but, you know, you don't go out thinking, I'm going to avoid this and avoid that.
Yeah.
You're going to go out and give it everything, and so whatever happens, happens, you know.
Cork's Red FM. 104 to 106.